Rwanda's gender-sensitive legal and policy framework and number of women in power are impressive. But the data also conceal a deeper, messier truth about the limits of legislating change. Rwandan women didn't fight for their rights in the streets. They achieved them through legislative action, expecting that reform would trickle down and permeate society. Yet neither Rubagumya Maya, the parliamentarian, nor Uvuza, former head of the Ministry of Gender and Family Promotions, legal division, believe society has changed so much that the 30% quota is no longer necessary to ensure a robust female parliamentary presence. We are not yet there 100%, Rubagumya says. Mindset changing is not something that happens overnight. That much is clear in gender relations within families, which Uvuza says have not changed as much as government policies. Uvuza, whose doctoral dissertation examined the public and private lives of Rwanda's female parliamentarians, says a Rwandan woman's power, no matter how vast in public, still stops at her front door. The men are not changing from the old ways.